שינון ה' סיב גילו. אם בית הכיס מפויל את חוץ לחוימת העיר. A person had bathrooms set up in a fashion that is by the wall of the city. But so in the fellas, the chasirah, she saw it here, there's a ditch around the city, a moat around the city, and the excrement goes out of the Beis HaKisa and falls into that ditch. So basically, there's a problem of going from the Shus HaYochid to a Kabbalist. The Yesh B'Yeshu Beis HaSayim Shul Kabbalist. If that ditch would be a small ditch, then it could also be a Shus HaYochid, but it's not Kabbalist. Eino Muter Ayidei Mechitza Tzluhya. That, we previously mentioned, that if there's a bathroom over a waterway, so you can have a mechitza underneath the porch, even though it's above the water, and it's a floating mechitza, or a mechitza that's not touching the ground, it works. So that's only by water. Here there's no water. It's a dry mode. Shalo hitira el l'mayim. I say, daf, shori. If it has a daf, it has its board, that causes the excrement to fall onto the daf and then from there to fall down. So since it's not falling down directly into the kabbalis, it's kreichoi, shori, b'chol kabbalis. Yeah. Yesha Inun says the Ramal, Dile is a key to the Malmi, Asar, shori, b'chol inyin. If this porch where the bathroom is on is more than 10 tefachim above the ground of the ditch, then it's fitted under all circumstances. Why? Because we know a kamlis goes only up to 10 tefachim. So the excrement is not going directly from a shus hayochid to a kamlis. It's going through a mokum tur. Even though it's going directly through the mokum tur into the kamlis, just falling straight down. But that we saw before also, that sometimes we are lenient when we're talking about transferring from a shus hayochid to a kamlis. Yeah. In practice, it says, look, before, in Shimon Vov, that Yishchorikim, that they say, that you're not allowed to be moisty from just a yochid to a kamlis to a mokum tur. Yeah. But that the Mishabru brings from the Vilna Goyim, that it says, that he holds, that even if we say that you could go from Mishasiyot to a kamlis to a mokum tur, that's permitted, that's only from that case where there was a stop in the middle. In other words, you stop the mokum tur, and then you continue. But here it's falling straight down from the Mishasiyot to the kamlis. Even though it's going through a mokum tur, it's not clear if there's what to rely on in such a situation. And, therefore, in this situation, it's preferable to have that. That board, so that it will now goes directly from the Shus HaYochid to the kamlis, so first hit the board and then slide down from there. Kamuvan, this is not a very common situation nowadays. Yeah. Even though whenever you flush your toilet, you're sending something from Shus HaYochid into a kamlis. But assumption is that that's also a type of koifa. You're not throwing it there, it's just causing a situation to happen that gets pushed into the kamlis. There's others say that if this dish already had excrement in it beforehand, so then it's no problem because a chiddush of it that the tzoyi the mokum tur is not made for the use of the rabbin. You should really add though that it's as the sum is not four spoken wide, the area of the soil. In order to be independent, it should have to be three spoken above the ground. You just have some excrement on the floor, which five excrement is less than four spoken wide. So he says in Fiddish that since this area with the soil is not used by people, it is highly issued, it's considered independent issued, and has a thin spoken tour. Even though it's within 3 tefachim out of the ground. Yeah. It only helps, by the way, if it's so is in the kamlis. You don't rely on the Torah. It will be in the Shatran. Okay. Lufi majin isvah, the elsimishin, the inay, They make him tov and shusha yochid. The kula yama, they sakis, the ayimid, and shri bachim. One thing we saw in Shimon Hay, that shusha yochid does not have a makam tov, the holy shusha yochid, shusha yochid. Then they sakis, the ayimid, and shri bachim. It is they sakis, in between two houses. Also, this no yisham, in lo erbo yachid. They cannot use this area for having the waste products going down from the hole in each apartment, because that's a common area. So it's like a chotzer that belongs to two people. You're not allowed to carry from your private house to a public area that belongs to two people. So if the two houses are potentially open to an area where the tzoah is going into, the excrement is going into, so that one, they cannot be used unless they make an area between the two of them. Seems that this tikkun of the daf of the poor, then it doesn't go straight into the fountain, is also acceptable over here. Just like it helps to go to a kamas, it also helps to have koicha into a place that doesn't have an area. Yeah. Koishan is barish to base, like we saw this in the base, the other shari, the lehav yelke chotze, shen murevis, the kam shen zayin, and the kam shen ayin vob, the zavin. Okay. That this daf helps to use the bathroom over an area that belongs to two people. The father dabs like that feel that he has to show him below here moot the go over the year. Might that you got to make an area, then they have no place to go to the bathroom other than this place, since it's only such a opponent to carry from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, private Rosh Hashanah Yochid to a common Rosh Hashanah Yochid. They permitted it in the welcome to the priest. We have a whole case, Vinois, Nogu, people on both had minig that they had to go to the bathroom. They were making over the oars, so that way it also flowed from the oar instead of having some piece of wood stuck out of the side of the boat. We just use the oars for the same purpose. So the shutein go by asara. And we should have Alba in the Kamnis, and Muslim Kamnis, the Kamnis. As it seems to be, what they did was more than that. They wouldn't go from the boat to the oar, because then they're not getting anything. They're going from just the other to the Kamnis. They would sit on the oar. And from there they go. It would flow from the oar to the yam, which was the Kamnis. It says, Dalet, Naim, She'ena, Amuki, Masor, Tvokim, Eilam, Din. That's what we learned at the beginning of the simon. They could pour into from a shusha yochid and use a mechitza tluya, a hanging mechitza, in order to convert the area underneath the shusha yochid. Only applies the water. It's that the water way underneath it, which is 10 tefachim deep, but it's less than that. It's not worth. Shukain, in yavshu amayin, avisha hoyishu mukamasar. Surely, especially there's no water there. It does not help. Even though at one time in history it was water.